As you know, I was born and raised in Williston, so I have more Protestant friends than the average person. And I was visiting with one of my friends one day, and we were talking about religion. And at one point in the conversation, she said, "The Catholic Church is just too much Mary." And I said, "Why? What do you mean?" And she said, "Well, Mary is just an ordinary woman." And I said, "Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the incarnate God, the Savior of the world?" She said, "Well, yes, I believe that. Lutherans believe that." And then I asked her, "Well, then how can an ordinary woman give birth to the Son of God? How can an ordinary woman give birth to the incarnate God, the Savior of the world?" And I'll never forget her response. She said, "Well, God will take care of that." Boom. Another Catholic in the making. They're all over the place if you talk to them. She didn't realize it, but she knew the need for the Immaculate Conception. The Immaculate Conception is God taking care of that. God took care of that by preserving Mary from sin when she was conceived, so that she would not pass that sin on to our Lord, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. And it's in the gospel we just heard. Now, it's confusing. We listen to the gospel of the Annunciation on the feast day of the Immaculate Conception, because this gospel reveals the Immaculate Conception. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Mary, the angel used a greeting that is used only once in the Bible. It's the Greek word kikaritomene. Kikaritomene, which means highly favored one. Mary's not ordinary. Hail, highly favored one, because she is free from sin. And then Mary said yes and began the mystery of the salvific history. And salvific history will now never be completed without her. She still has a role to pray for us, to lead us to her Son, and to be a model for us. All Mary wants to do is lead us to her Son and to give us a model of faith. So quickly, and I know many of us are going back to work, Catholics throughout the world today gather during Advent to honor Mary. We're here to honor Mary because she was the first to look forward to Christmas. She was the first to believe in Jesus. She was the first to celebrate Advent. Mary was the first to wait. Our spiritual life is all about waiting, faithfully waiting. And Mary is our model. But it's not wasted time, because God works through that waiting, as he did through Mary's waiting. And our waiting can be joyful if we wait in expectation, like Mary's waiting was expecting the birth of her Son. Yes, my dear people, yes, God took care of that. God took care of that so that Mary could give us, in due time, such a wonderful Savior, the incarnate God, the Savior of the world whose birth we are waiting to celebrate. Amen.